FAMU trustees are still working on a three-year contract for Elmira Mangum, who is set to start her new job April 1st. Trustees don't like annuity payments of 15% added on to Mangum's salary. Those could be pared back to 10%. The group also wants changes to how much Mangum could receive if she's fired. But some trustees have particular trouble with Mangum's $425,000 proposed salary, $84,000 more than what FAMU's last full-time president, James Ammons, was making when he resigned. That irked trustee Kelvin Lawson.
And I do want to go on record. I do have an issue with the compensation. I think it's out of line based on history. I think it's out of line based on our financial footprint within the SUS. And I think that's something that needs to be discussed.
Some trustees worry too many changes to Mangum's contract could cause her to turn down the job. Trustees will recommend contract language, including addressing salary, at their next meeting Friday. Mangum is still set to go before Florida's Public University Governing Board on the 20th for an appointment confirmation. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.